Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, Southwest Florida sports leader, 99.3 ESPN. Thanks for tuning in.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, Pete Shepherd. That's what I say all the time. Take it easy.
Sheeman and Shepherd. Take it easy.
2 hours in the books, two to go.
The Eagles won last night.
Good reference there. The Eagles did win last night.
I saw all four of them solo. I've never saw them together. Can you believe that? Now two of them are dead.
Let's see. We got Glenn Frey and who?
Saw Joe Walsh.
Life's been good.
Glenn Frey. I'm brain cramped now. Good Lord.
Don Henley.
What about old Timmy Schmidt?
He's the other guy.
Yeah.
He's always referred to as the other guy.
The other guy. But I saw him, too, in some...
Bernie Leadon?
I have no idea who that is.
No.
Yeah. All right. Listen, the first 2 hours of the show, but dominated by Urban Meyer talk. I know we have a lot of people just getting in the car, whatever the case may be, driving around.
Man, Joe Walsh, funny-looking dude.
Joe Walsh is a funny-looking dude.
Great. He's still alive?
Yeah,
I don't want to make fun of a dead person.
No, he's Google that.
Yeah, great. Saw him open up. Forget who, but he was fantastic.
So, while we'll continue to break down the Eagles, not the football team, but the band, Urban Meyer is stepping down as the head coach at Ohio State. Most bizarre press conference ever.
It was embarrassing.
I thought he was out of it.
Nobody in Columbus, and most of them were Columbus people. There are a couple of national people, but nobody had the guts to ask Urban Meyer or Gene Smith, the AD, anything really relevant. It was all mushy, cavity-induced because it was so sickly sweet press conference. Nobody asked anything relevant. It was embarrassing, and it's why people hate the media in situations like that. Not even a scintilla of a question that's relevant to Gene Smith. Anything as simple as, even if he deflected it, say, hey, Urban, you've kind of insinuated in the past or hinted at in the past that you felt there was a lack of support for you during late summer, early September by the administration. Do you still feel that way? And is that a reason why you stepped down? Nothing. Even close. Even if they deflected it, ask the question. These guys are so scared. It amazes me.
Well, the thing is, they connected the dot. They went back. They said Urban was starting to have more, these headache problems going back to Penn State last year, the Penn State game. We saw him go down on a knee of the Indiana game, went down on a knee of another game. He said it started to cross his mind after the Michigan game and then after the Big Ten championship game. That's baloney. Because they were talking about a succession plan that he and Gene Smith have been talking about for a while. It makes you wonder if this succession plan was put into place after the suspension because he's all mad and was going to go out no matter what. I have never personally, if you listen to this show, I don't believe much that comes out of Urban's mouth. I really don't. I never have. We've seen this song before when he was at Florida. He said as recently as last week, and Gene Smith also said as recently as last week, they expect Urban Meyer to be coaching next year. Anytime Urban Meyer was asked if he is going to remain coaching, he said, yeah, I'm going to coach next year. Never said at Ohio State, though.
No.
That's why I hold that out, and I'm still looking at the Cleveland Browns, buddy. I am. I don't care. I'm going to hold on to that until they name a head coach. But nonetheless, a lot going on with Urban Meyer today.
And Ryan Day is going to be their puppet.
Going to be the head coach because Urban Meyer is going to stay on campus.
Urban Meyer apparently is going to stay on. He was asked, by the way, every time he was asked a question, he started going into Ryan Day, how great he is and all that stuff. But Ryan Day, he was asked, like you said, he was asked whether he's going to coach again. No, I will not coach again, fairly certain, which means that that's not 100% no, in my opinion. But the fact that they talked about
Brian Kelly trips up at Notre Dame.
But Gene Smith talked early in the press conference, spoke about capacities at Urban Meyer. Coach, we're going to talk about those capacities, right? And it was all giggle, capacities. And then nobody would address it until Ryan Day said at the end of the press conference that the door will always be open for Urban Meyer as long he will, basically saying he can have some sort of input or can be around the team. I mean, I think that's a recipe, Coach Day, for a disaster. You don't want Urban Meyer hovering over you in any way, shape, or form, even if it's 1,000 feet up in the press box.
Well, like I said, I don't believe any words that come out of his mouth. There are a lot of Ohio State fans down here, Big Ten fans, Michigan fans, college football fans. I'd like to get some reaction.
And we still don't know his job.
I'd like to get some reaction to 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Well, I don't know what his capacity is. Is it a special assistant? Does he get to play in some corporate golf tournaments?
Well, wasn't that awkward when Gene Smith laughed and giggled towards Shelly Meyer and says that Shelly will be continuing on with her expertise in our nursing department, although I haven't actually talked to her about it, so I really don't know.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? This is the most bizarre press conference I've ever seen in my life.
This is Urban Meyer talking about how he'll stay on with Ohio State.
Gene and I have talked about this. This is, like I told you, this is home. My son's just an hour and a half away in Cincinnati. My two daughters are here, so it's home. My relationship with Gene Smith is as real as it can get, and he, you know, I hope to somehow have an impact on our student athletes and be involved in this athletic department and this great university.
The same guy he threw under the bus, by the way, not too long ago.
Yeah.
By the way, just real quick, Kelvin Benjamin and Andre Holmes released by the Buffalo Bills just happened. Wide receivers.
Kelvin Benjamin going to get a snack.
Yeah, he is.
Tight end.
But I mean,
he doesn't have a tight end. It's a little lumpy at this point in his career. He's eating himself out of the league.
Did not Urban Meyer throw Gene Smith under the bus?
I thought they were on opposite sides.
Was President Drake supposed to be? Why wasn't he there today?
Well, usually a president might be there.
Would they?
I guess not.
Well, we saw the president front center of the Maryland football situation.
Well, that was different.
Completely different.
Yeah. I mean, a player died.
These are scandals. This is not a scandal. This is a coach retiring. You know, was the president of the University of Texas. Did Mack Brown retire? Or did he get fired? Or was it one of those?
Yeah, but this is, I still don't know officially what Urban Meyer did. Yeah, he retired from coaching, but he's still on board in some capacity. So he
does he still get his $6 million a year?
He didn't really retire, did he?
That'll tell you the real answer.
By the way, Ryan Day, they're getting a price cut for Ryan Day. 5-year, $4.5 million a year.
That's
for Day.
That's good money. Let's see, 606. I'm a big Ohio State fan. Wearing my stuff at work today. I'm okay with what's going on. I was kind of hoping we might give Bob Stoops a shot. He's an Ohio native, to my knowledge. Look, you don't want to go from one coach that's wishy-washy on his health situation to Bob Stoops, who may or may not ever coach again because he's worried about his health, too.
And Ryan Day, maybe he ends up being Lincoln Riley. You know, maybe he does. What happened in Oklahoma.
I think he's a good coach.
I mean, I don't know enough about three. I don't count the Rutgers game because I don't need a coach for that game. But, look, they won the other two against Oregon State, it was terrible.
Which Urban Meyer prepped for behind the scenes. He was allowed to do that.
Yeah, and TCU, which we found out was not as good a team as we thought.
No, Urban was back for TCU, right?
Oh, that's right.
That was his debut.
On national TV. But overall, very disappointed in the media in Columbus for not asking anything relevant. Urban Meyer really didn't say anything except that he said, I'll not coach again, fairly certain. When asked by ABC 6 reporter, is this it for you? He went into a diatribe about Ryan Day. Finally, he finally came up with this beauty that God has a plan. Yeah, Custer had a plan, too. I hope to stay involved. And that's when...
Okay, the general?
To stay involved, yes. And didn't work out that well in the Battle of Little Bighorn.
He got smoked. He lost.
You're talking about the game Clue.
That's Colonel Mustard.
Whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, then he did come out and say, finally, after a bunch of cyst and headache questions and about hugs... and all this other minutia that is ridiculous that he would not coach again.
No, stop right there. He was asked a lengthy, detailed question about the long embrace with his wife, Shelly, after the Michigan game and whether it meant anything. I've never heard a question like that in a press conference in my life.
Absolutely embarrassing. I mean, honestly, it was embarrassing. Those people are scared to death of that institution. That they may not be able to go cover.
There were
a game
some
at the
national
horseshoe.
People there. I mean,
but they didn't ask anything. But they didn't ask anything relevant. None
the
of
Athletic.
Them.
Athletic. Marty Smith was there from ESPN.
I wanted to hear
Marty
somebody.
Marty was there, but didn't even get.
I wanted to hear somebody say, "Do you hold resentment to your being suspended?"
Marty asked one question.
He did
that. I heard.
Well,
it was. It was not a hard-hitting question. It was a. You know, take me through the emotions. One of those.
An Aaron Andrews type question?
I'll guarantee you, Feinbaum's on this afternoon. I'll guarantee you the SEC network and people can bash them all they want and say, oh, yes, ESPN's SEC, blah, blah, blah. All right, but you got to come up with better stuff. You got to come up with relevant questions instead of hugs and kisses and love fest. That should not have been a love fest right there. You're not going to have that kind of opportunity anytime soon again to have Urban Meyer and Gene Smith on the stage, and you start talking about hugs after games. Well, you're not talking about the investigation, there's still some documents out there. There's still parts of documents out there from the investigation that are going to be released. And there's still the big question of, at least ask it how, you know, a few months ago it certainly seemed that you didn't think you were getting the support from the administration. Have things changed? Did that lead factor into your decision to retire? Nothing. Hugs, kisses, and God's plan. Wonderful.
I'll say with the local media, their jobs are dependent on getting that credential. So if you go and you continuously bark up the wrong tree with Ohio State, right or not, fair or unfair, they're going to pull your press credential and eventually you will lose your job.
You can't. But
was enough national media there today.
I made a point to say local media.
Yeah,
you know, if you're with the Columbus Dispatch and you lose the ability to go cover Ohio State football practices and get those daily sound clips, it's just a matter of time before you lose your job.
Yeah, then you file a lawsuit. If that ever happened, I'd get the best attorney I could find and file a lawsuit.
But you know what happens. What happens.
No, I think you'd have the support of a lot of people in that room. If they tried to ban somebody because you asked a question of, do you think the administration was unfair to you, did it lead to your retirement? That's a perfectly acceptable question. You want to get into... The only time that's acceptable to me is if you get to somebody's personal background, and I'm not talking about if you're involved in domestic abuse, but something that is, you know, so far out of bounds that you understand that the reporter is way out of line, which does happen, but not in this situation.
We've seen Urban Meyer kick people out of practice at Florida for wearing the wrong color, blue and orange, on the shirt. See, fact.
That happened.
That actually happened.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Paul in Lehigh. Welcome to Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing real good. Thanks. Hey, you guys think Urban could be kept on to the recruits coming in?
Well, he addressed that. He is not going to hit the road anymore. Ryan Day and the staff are recruiting now as we speak after this, and Urban will meet with the recruits on campus. So kind of smooth.
Because of the early signing period, that's why he's kind of hanging around. Otherwise, the kids would have the option to leave, and they don't want to see that happen.
He did say that's why he made the announcement now instead of later, because kids were starting to ask him, are you going to be here four or 5 years from now? And obviously he wasn't.
And that's why I'm wondering, there's some sort of loophole where he is in some the capacity that he's going to be put in, like I said. Some special to the special.
Football coach emeritus. Assistant. I'm telling you. Probably keeping his full salary.
He's going to be sitting up in the press box, hovering over Coach Ryan Day. I can just see him Morse coding down. What are you doing? I think Ryan Day is going to be in a very awkward situation.
That wasn't Morse code.
What was that?
Dot, dash, dash, dot, dot, dash.
Let's update our Twitter poll. We phrased it, Urban Meyer, will he stay retired? Will he be back in coaching 1 to 3 years from now? Will he be coaching in the NFL or will he be coaching in college?
Yeah, here it is. A very close vote. 33% say retired, stay retired. 35% coaching a college football team. 32% say coaching an NFL team.
Mm. Oh, we only put three things instead of four?
What would the fourth option be?
The second one was, will he be coaching again 1 to 3 years from now? But apparently that got left off to Twitter. So,
well, I said stay retired, coach a college football team, coach an NFL team.
Okay.
I specified the league in which he would be coaching as opposed to you who wanted to specify the time range in which he would be coaching.
Because I think that's important. Well, that's okay.
I didn't.
And there are a couple of texts, and we talked about this too. If he didn't retire, was he going to get fired? I believe there's, if he's hanging around in some capacity, then he wasn't going to be fired. He would have been, his duties as head coach would have been phrased as being relieved. Mm. But since he's staying on, it certainly seems like he's going to be hanging around the team in some sort of capacity, as A.D. Smith said, then it's apparently they've come to some accord here. Now, the other big question, too, and that I'm sorry that Smith is going to have to face over the next couple of days or weeks, if somebody has the guts to ask him, is why no extensive search? He came up with this, we don't want anybody coming in. We don't want anybody coming in and rebuilding or messing with our culture. Basically, that's what he said.
Yeah, they were. He was asked that.
He was asked that. Solid and I think it's there. Because he didn't want anybody, any stranger, any even no matter what the credentials were, coming in and saying, yeah, we're not doing it like this anymore. Sorry.
Well, but also,
you're successful, but there's some things that have to change, and I'm changing them.
Also, who's out there other than the name that we threw out there, Stoops?
Well, that's what I mean. But I'm saying, but to not do an extensive search or, you know, it's kind of unprecedented, really.
Chris,
it doesn't happen like this all that often.
It's a state institution. Don't they have to post a EOE equal opportunity for 30 days?
That's the other part. That's
yeah.
The other,
that's, yeah. I just
well,
thought so.
And we all know that's all.
I know we have to.
We know what's up. Well, we
I think
also
they do,
know,
too.
In the NFL, the Rooney Rule, and all that stuff, and baseball, Major League. That's all fake. That's all, that's
love
all
to
smoke
apply
and mirrors.
For that, job.
That stuff's all smoke and mirrors, but still, I'm surprised that Gene Smith admitted it.
Use, like, Indeed.com?
Yeah.
And he went on, you know, Ryan Day knows, you know, we don't want somebody coming in here and messing with, coming in with newfangled ideas and changing everything around, basically. But
they really think highly of themselves, don't they?
Oh, my
but
God.
Why
yeah.
would you? You're the second, third best college football program in the country.
Yeah. But you want, but basically, he was saying, we're going to keep our culture the same way. And if you just talk about strictly wins and losses, okay, fine, even though they barely, I mean, there were three games this year that they, that two other games that they easily could have lost, maybe three.
It was interesting because Gene Smith talked about the culture, and he said Urban Meyer took about a year and a half, almost two years to figure it out.
Well, but again, I mean,
and
he's,
Ryan Day's been immersed in it this whole time.
82-9.
And that's what really matters.
That's all they care about. I get that.
Culture my rear
and
end.
And that's not just Ohio State.
Right.
That if any football program across the country had an 82-9 record since 2012, they would want to keep that intact.
Yes.
And that's not just Ohio State. That's anybody in any Big Five or Group of Five school.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gene Smith did say culture's important and all that, and then he went and got all folksy and patted Ryan Day on the shoulder and said, now you got to win some ball games now.
Yeah.
Right.
He knows it's about winning. We'll see. I think it's going to be extremely difficult. I mean, do you think Urban's going to be, like, out of the way? Is he going to be hanging around practice? Is he going to be, I mean, there's got to be some parameters here, right?
You can't.
He's got to be out of the way.
You can't have Urban Meyer hanging out there.
Let him hang in his own private box, like, in the stadium.
Like, Spurrier's at Florida, but Spurrier had that 10-year window where he was away from the program and they were able to move on.
Spurrier actually has an office at Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he uses it. But
right,
That's a little weird.
I just want to know what his official Urban Meyer's position is going to be. It's going to be special assistant to something. He'll play in a lot of golf tournaments, and he'll get paid to make speeches and wave and kiss babies and shake hands. That's fine. But how is that going to affect Ryan Day? I mean, what kind of impact is he going to have? And Ryan Day said the door is open for him as long as he wants to hang around. I don't know what that means.
Well, dude, I think it makes it an easier transition initially to have Urban Meyer still hanging around the program.
Helps with recruits.
Right. And that's the lifeblood of any college football program. On the whole, if you're recruiting at a high level, that's translating to wins on the field. I know that there are a handful of exceptions. Florida State this year, loaded with 4 and 5 stars and
can't win.
Couldn't stay on the field with half of the teams that they played against. But on the whole, if you're able to keep your recruits coming and keep that pipeline pumping, the best players in the country coming to your program, you're going to win football games.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve Spurrier did let out in an interview recently that Jim McElwain never he offered help, whatever he wanted. Jim McElwain never took him up on it. I don't know if Dan Mullen's going to be ever consulting with Steve Spurrier. I would use Steve Spurrier. I would not, like, put him in a closet and say, hey, I think the guy's effective, and I think he can get people's attention and help you recruit people. I do. Let's see. 863. As a Michigan fan, this changes nothing. He retires, and he's still going to be around to haunt us. I hope you're right, Craig. Go to Browns, please. That is my theory.
Well, real quick baseball note is that Patrick Corbin has signed with the Washington Nationals a 6-year, $140 million deal. Best year, 11-7, 315. Here's a whole bunch of money.
Dodgers pushing hard on Bryce Harper. Magic Johnson getting involved in that personally.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Rick in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I normally agree with you guys, but I'm kind of surprised the way you guys are critiquing Ohio State and Urban Meyer as successful as they've been.
How so?
We know they're successful.
Well, I listened to the press conference as you guys aired it, and as it was being aired, you had some remarks about it, and
it was embarrassing.
I mean, if you look at Ohio State, why do you say it's embarrassing?
They didn't ask anything relevant. Not one relevant question. What would you have asked, Rick, if you were there? What's the first question you would have asked, either directed at Urban Meyer or Gene Smith? What would you have asked?
I would have asked him if he was going to ever coach again in college football.
Okay, well,
it took him 35 minutes
to answer that, and he said, "I will not coach again." Then he paused and said, "Fairly certain." All right. Other than that, what would you have asked him?
I probably would have congratulated him on the tenure that he had at Ohio State, and wished him luck in his health in the future.
Well, that's fine and everything, but come on, Rick. What would you really want to know from him?
Would you have been curious if he was upset with the administration for suspending him for 3 games?
Not really, because it's not a sports item, you know?
He was suspended for the first 3 games of an Ohio State football season that is a sports item.
You don't think that led to part of his decision as to step down?
Well, it was something that was really nobody's business. It should have never come out in the public anyway.
What shouldn't have come out?
What, that his assistant coach was beating his wife and he didn't do anything about it?
That's nobody's business? Yes, sir. That's nothing that belongs on ESPN or in the newspaper.
You're wrong.
100% disagree.
How would you, if that was your daughter, how would you feel?
Well, I'd feel a lot different, but it wasn't my daughter.
But it was somebody's daughter.
You can't be that hypocritical
about it. You got the highest paid state employee burying a story about his employee, his assistant coach, knocking a wife around while she was pregnant, mind you, at two different schools where he employed him, and you don't think that's a big deal?
Hey, listen, guys. Don't you believe that you're responsible for your own actions?
Yes, I do.
And I
know where you're going with that. That Urban wasn't the one knocking his wife around, but he's also responsible for his employees on his staff.
Fact.
Well, wouldn't you say or agree that it's a pretty big responsibility to take care of a Big Ten football team like Ohio State?
That's why he gets paid seven million dollars a year.
That kind of money, Rick.
Well, I'm sorry, you know, guys, I usually agree with you, but I think you're way off base on this.
I don't know how you could say we're way off base. There was not one relevant question asked at that press conference.
You're entitled to your opinion.
I like that Rick called here and said that. I have no problem with Rick's call, but I just don't agree with it.
When you say that it's nobody's business, yes, it is. Okay, so my fault. I should have asked him. What about Kareem Hunt when he did? Is that anybody's business?
What about Ray Rice?
Is that about anybody's business?
It's fine. Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Just because we have an opinion doesn't mean we're always right.
Usually we are, but I mean
his assistant coach Smith was doing this at Florida, and Urban Meyer kept hiring this guy, and what if that wife ended up dead? I mean, she was bruised. We saw pictures. Her face was knocked around. That's why I
disagree. You can't bury your head in the sand to say it's nobody's business. It is, and it's part of his and whatever part of the story you believe, which I want to see the investigation notes or the results when it officially comes out, everything, what exactly did he report, what he didn't report? And clearly, it has already been proven fact that he and Shelley knew exactly what was going on. That's a flat-out lie. Lie what they said earlier when he went on about his medication and this, that, and the other thing, about him not knowing that he hit this woman. That's a flat-out lie when he and his wife said they didn't know about it. End of story.
239-337.
And so did the other assistant coaches on the staff, too.
Yeah, they were all afraid for their jobs.
So of course.
Didn't report, didn't say anything, just looked the other way. That was clearly what happened there.
But how can you say if that was your daughter, you'd feel differently, but it's not? But it's okay because he coaches at Ohio State,
somebody
so it's okay.
Daughter.
I mean, that's a real problem I have.
Rick did hear the press conference as we aired it as well, and it started off with Gene Smith in a podium basically announcing that Ryan Day would be the new head coach starting January 2nd. Urban Meyer gets up there, doesn't say anything, except wishes his kid a happy
second birthday. Great.
I'm proud of this institution. Never said anything about retiring, stepping down, never coaching again, headaches, nothing, cysts on the brain, nothing, and then steps down. Then they shift over to this three-chair table and take questions from the media, and it was all fluff piece stuff for 30 of the 35 minutes.
It was sad.
Let's go back to the phones. Mm. AK in the Cape, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
What's up, AK?
Hey. How you doing? Long-time listener for the year. And,
thank you.
I like the show.
Thanks for checking in.
That one of the last callers, that's the that's the prime example of what is going wrong. The guy said if it was his daughter, that's different. Well, it isn't. And he wouldn't have buried it if it was his daughter, but it's his school, and he's more concerned about his team making a playoff than someone's well-being. And that's a big problem.
That's a problem. Okay, it's a great point. It's like, you know, so if ESPN reported that his daughter got beat up by this coach, would that be – so I guess – then it would be relevant, but since it's Ohio State and his family doesn't have any ties, technically, that it's okay. That's it's a mentality in this country that has got to change, and it has to do with sports and entertainment. You know, we're afraid to just look at our heroes, quote unquote, and have constructive criticism.
Joey in Fort Myers, John with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey guys, love the show.
Thanks, Joey.
Just wanted to kind of agree with that last caller and completely disagree with the caller before that. If any man knows or sees about another man putting his hand on a woman, whether it's your daughter or not, you need to say something or do something. That's unacceptable in any way.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
That's ridiculous talk. As far as Urban Meyer goes, awesome football coach, college football coach, awesome coach. Undisputed.
Mm-hmm.
As far as his character goes, the guy's a scumbag. He overlooked all that stuff with Aaron Hernandez at Florida. And listen, I'm a big Florida fan. And when he was at Florida, mm-hmm. I mean, the dude was a stud. All those, you know, Tebow, all that whole mm-hmm. team. But he overlooked a lot of problems with that team. I think like 19 people of that team got arrested.
31.
And it's the same thing, man. Times get tough and he gets going. He did the same thing in Florida, same thing at Ohio State. Dude's a scumbag. That's all I got to say.
All right, Joey. Appreciate the phone call. More Urban Meyer reaction at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
And 239 with the text of the year. Chris is always right.
Wrong, sir.
Did you make that up? I didn't see that.
I did.
Where is that?
Oh. There you go, 239.
Sheeman and Shepherd.
Right, that's a smart guy right there.
Sheeman and
Shepherd.
Knows
a thing or two.
And Chris on 99.3 ESPN.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. You know, about an hour and a half, we're out of here. I go to our holiday staff party. You know, everybody does those at your various workplaces.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. We're talking about Urban Meyer in the meantime, who I stepped down, retired, emeritus status, something. Ryan Day is going to be the new head football coach at Ohio State the day after the Rose Bowl on January 2nd. We're getting more reaction with your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's go to Chad in Naples to start off this segment. Chad, welcome to Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Hey, Chad.
All right. How are you guys?
Good. So what do you think about Urban?
Well, I'm a big Kentucky basketball fan as well. And if you all remember Gillespie coming to coach for us,
mm-hmm.
We gave him basically 2 years to prove himself. And then, you know, Calipari came in. So I was just curious, you know, I'll ask my question here and then get off the phone just to hear your all's answer. First of all, how long do you think Ohio State's and the state of Ohio and Columbus will give Ryan, and what is the bar, you know, what do you think he'll have to do to prove himself? And I'll get off the phone now and just listen to your old answers.
Sure, well, I appreciate you.
It's a five-year, what, $4.5 million a
yep.
year deal for 5 years.
He'll get at least three, right, to prove himself?
I think he gets two.
I think he gets, if he goes because
two of what, though? I mean, okay.
Two Michigan games
or right, well, two winning seasons?
I think it's pretty easy. You're Ohio State. You're the second or third best college football program in the country.
Yeah.
If you're Gene Smith, I think the second you see recruits starting to tail off and then the wins starting to tail off, I think that's it. You don't have room to let the program bottom out and then try to rebuild the thing.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, if that was
I don't think
case,
that'd be acceptable.
If that was a case, it had gone in a different direction with a coach. I think the expectations are going to be very high. But like I said, if you're Ryan Day, you just got to worry about the lingering shadow over you, which is going to be Urban Meyer, apparently. I don't know. Don't know what capacity yet. We know the word capacity. The word of the day is capacity.
Yeah, I also think next year, is Dwayne Haskins still around? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's a big piece to this.
Yeah.
Does he have a year with, you know, a Heisman Trophy finalist taking snaps, or is he trying to break in a new quarterback? what's his name? Tate Martell, I believe, is their backup, mm-hmm. who's a five-star good player, but he's that Urban Meyer-style quarterback, just as good, if not better, with his legs than with his arm.
Does Urban Meyer see the writing on the wall and the recruits just aren't as good? And he knows that
Martell kid, that, I mean, he was brought in some short yardage situations this year.
Yeah.
He works in today's college football. I mean, he's very much like a Jalen Hurts, like a who's the quarterback that was just there, number 16, JT Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Great runner.
Let's see here. Let's 239. I'm a Michigan fan. I don't expect a letdown at OSU. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Mike in the Cape. Actually, has a question for Pete Shepard.
Why? Right, Mike!
Welcome. How are you?
Welcome, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you. Welcome. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so Shep mentioned something about heroes in the last segment, how we have, you know, problems in America and stuff like that. So, Shep, who's your hero?
Oh, well, it's my dad. God rest his soul. I don't have heroes.
Tom
as far
Brady,
as,
Tommy with the baby
Tommy
blues,
TB12,
Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., Thor, Captain America,
Kurt Schilling,
actually Scarlett Johansson. She's
no
my hero.
Ma!
I never get caught up in heroes as far as if I want to see someone that I really my first idol in my life that I just as an athlete was Fred Lynn. I can honestly say and Louis Tiant. Those two were my first two idols that I liked out, but I never got caught up in hero worship with athletes and stars. I mean, you get starstruck once in a while, but as far as, you know, they're my heroes, no. My I have teachers and family members first and teachers in my life that I would consider heroes.
What a terrible answer.
Great.
Boom,
what am I supposed
right
to say?
On, right on the head there.
Mike, how about you? How about,
great to hear that. Very refreshing.
Thank you.
Right. Appreciate
it. I mean, maybe because more than half my life I've been around it. Yeah, I tried not to get caught up in it. Not that
growing
I did.
Up,
not that it didn't.
Early. My hero,
yeah,
Barry Bonds. You can't make that up.
Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah. He was my favorite That's athlete. Still might be. I don't care that he took steroids. Oh. He made the game more fun to watch.
I had a short list of sports heroes I looked up to. Barry Alan Trammell.
Oh,
I loved Alan Trammell.
Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Oh God, yeah.
Billy Sims before Billy Barry Sims. Sanders.
Yeah.
I liked Isaiah. I like my Bad Boy Pistons. I miss my Bad
but
Boy
those,
Pistons.
But those were, you know, but they're not heroes like your father and mother are heroes.
No.
You know, that kind of thing. I mean, it's a different. People you respect, you idolize. There's a difference between idolizing somebody, heroes, and respect, all that stuff. But as far as somebody hero, I mean, I look at family members and I look at a few teachers I've had over the years. That's.
Nicely said, Pete Shepard.
Otherwise, I mean, and that's the part that, otherwise, you know what happens? You get let down because you get caught up. Say you get caught up in the Barry Bonds or say you get caught up in Aaron Hernandez, those type of people or so many celebrities and they end up in jail or dead or something. And it just doesn't break. It breaks your heart.
Well, you know what the saying is. Heroes live forever, but legends never die. That's what the Babe taught us.
That's what the Babe said?
Yeah. Sandlot.
Yeah. Well, legends never die. But fame...
Really shaped a lot of my youth.
Fame,
really? The movie The Sandlot.
Fame has a life of about 15 minutes. Unfortunately, infamy has
forever.
A much longer impact.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it means.
With that
PF Flyers? Stuff. I owned a pair of PF Flyers.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They go good with that reindeer shirt.
Right. I mean, right Jenny there. The or Benny the Jet Rodriguez, when he wears them and he can outrun a dog like Hercules,
yeah,
that means something to me.
By the way, no way that dog runs that fast that long.
Too big.
Yeah.
Too big of a dog.
Loved Hercules, though. I never saw Sandlot 2, which is out there. I thought there was no way it could live up to expectations.
Yeah, we can let good enough be.
All right.
Fantastic.
Still, we have to come back. We'll talk about our staff Christmas party. I have an observation or two.
I'm going to take a video of my sweater.
We took a video of your vehicle out front.
Yeah.
Well, we got Poopgate to get to.
Yeah, Poopgate
Another
again.
Round.
Another round of Poopgate on this show.
We'll discuss what that all means when we come back. Stay with us. Sheeban and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
You're crazy about love and I'm crazy about love myself. Well, you're crazy about love and I'm crazy.
There you go.
Crazy.
When I'm with you, baby, can't think about nothing else.
Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. Who's that? I like it. I don't know who it is.
Ruth Brown.
Don't know who that is. Sounds very 1950s-ish.
It's great.
It's good. Got no problems. Feel like doing a little dancing here in the studio.
If you XFL fans at home, real quick here, official 18 league will be announced tomorrow. However, it's been leaked. So I have it. Here. So here's your official XFL cities, okay? Seattle, St. Louis, New York, Dallas, Houston, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Tampa Bay.
I find that interesting that the XFL, the Spring Football League, is going into major markets and major cities where there are NFL teams.
I think it's great.
And the American
Alliance of American Football.
They're kind of going medium tier markets. Orlando,
Montgomery, San Antonio, San Diego, Salt Lake City.
I'm going to be curious to see which catches on.
Oh, the AAF is going to catch on.
They also went early with their big name.
Like they start the week after the Super Bowl.
This year.
Well,
games,
2019.
Games start, right? Right after the Super Bowl.
So they're
going to be in training camp.
We're months away.
But they're going to be in training camp, so to speak, kind of now.
Yeah. They're going to get a nice. Is that the one that, not Harbaugh. Was it Harbaugh's dad? Or no, who's the commissioner?
Spurrier. Andrew Luck's dad.
Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck's dad. He went to that league. All right, so that'll be interesting. All right, yeah, that is big news. Going to be curious because I think there's room for ball. I think there's a market for spring football, and I think we're good to go. All right, one other thing here. Now I started out my day and I tweeted this out, as did Chris. Did I don't know if you did as well. We got here today. We're working. We're minding our own business, and then Chris's truck parked out back.
Yeah, just got in.
Deluged with bird feces. I mean, there must have been 30, 40, 50 white splotches all over his car. I don't know if it was one bird having a bad day or
no.
That was right above, because he parked right underneath the wires of our transmitter in the parking lot.
It's a bad decision to park there.
But both cars on either side of you, clean as a whistle.
Nothing.
Not okay, so the car parked to the... Looking at my truck, the right of me had a little spatter effect.
One.
A tiny little bit.
Yeah.
But no, if they were aiming, this was Drew Brees precision coming out of these birds' buttholes onto my truck.
Wow. How many birds do you think that was?
It had to be at least five.
Oh, I think it was more than that.
You literally have 40 to 50 white splotches
on
the front of
your car. You cannot count the amount of bird droppings on my truck.
Do you realize what into the logistics of that? The way they were flocked or organized, the way they were in V-shape or whatever.
It was the flying V from Mighty Ducks. Like that thing was, you could not stop that.
I retweeted it at Craig ESPN because, Chris, you tweeted it earlier. So I retweeted the picture. It's unbelievable. Here's also what I find unbelievable. I discovered this shortly before we went on the airwaves. And then, you know, from time to time during commercial breaks, I go outside, get a little fresh air. And I looked, your car wasn't there. I looked to the left.
Right.
It had been moved to a new place. And spotless. When did you have time to have your car washed before you got on the airwaves?
So it's not spotless. There's still a little left over. But I just took the hose out and I cover the
you did that here on your parking lot and you just we got a hose here?
I found out, yeah. Somebody said you should hose that down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
your car looks pretty good. I thought you took it out to a professional wash. I didn't know we had a hose laying around in a spigot here at the radio station.
Yeah, so I did that and then I also just tweeted out at 99.3 ESPN Radio my Christmas sweater for this evening's festivities.
Yes. That's a great sweater.
So it's a good little video.
Is it on the battery? Lights up?
Oh, yeah.
Red and green?
It is a close-up of a reindeer with a red nose, and you got, sparkly
quality
lights. Are they red and green lights?
There's some blue in there.
Yeah.
Green.
Craig and I don't have Christmas sweaters,
right,
so I'll be honest.
Well, here's the deal. The staff Christmas party is in less than an hour, which we're on the air for another hour and 5 minutes, so that's bad planning right there. But it is an ugly Christmas sweater contest party.
not a contest. It's just you just wear.
I believe there'll be an announced winner.
Oh, really?
There's a prize. Yeah.
If you read the company
emails, I don't know if Chris is
no, this is too cool to win ugliest Christmas
looks nice.
Sweater.
Well, it's almost too, cool. too nice.
Also, yeah. I don't know if it qualifies as a sweater.
Yeah, it's a shirt. It's a long sleeve shirt.
No, this is a sweater.
It's a long sleeve shirt.
It's a sweater.
It's a shirt.
It's not a shirt. Come feel the material. It's a sweater.
I don't want to touch you.
It's wool.
All right, it's a sweater.
It's got It's got the elastic band around the waist.
Okay,
that's a sweater.
All okay, right, fine. Now I gave away all of my sweaters to Goodwill when I moved
I
to
both.
Florida a
you
year and a half
both.
Ago. I have no sweaters. I have no Christmas sweaters.
I have one. It's blue. I would never wear it. I hate sweaters.
I mean, is Rachel going to let me in this party if I don't have a sweater?
Yeah, okay. It'll be fine.
Well, I've heard.
I do have a Santa tie in the car though.
I had a Santa tie too. I wore it last year and I forgot to bring it. And I'm not wearing a long button down shirt. You are dressed in gray and black.
You're the Grinch.
No, I've got a nice red. Where do you see what I'm going to wear? I have
the
a
Grinch.
Nice red. No. I don't have it. I don't have a
you kind of are the Grinch, 365.
I'm not 365. Not at all.
Curmudgeon at times.
I'm not a curmudgeon. I didn't even know red and green on this man at all. Let me see your socks.
My sports Santa tie is black, red, and green. It matches perfectly
with
what I'm wearing
a red shirt. Maybe I'll even have a green bow at some point, whatever.
Brought long pants?
I brought long pants. I'm going to change in a second. Just real quick, Jeff Passan from
Yahoo.
From Yahoo, a great MLB columnist. We've had him on before. Classic last night. Sometimes you feel like you've done your job as a dad. Tonight was one of them. His 11-year-old. Colt McCoy is hurt. Jeff. Yep, Mark Sanchez is in. 11-year-old. You mean the butt fumble guy? Gotta love it.
Another butt situation last night in the game.
Yes, there was.
All right, maybe
by
we'll
him.
Talk a little Monday Night Football, more Urban Meyer, and more holiday party hijinks. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.